College football, we had SMU head coach Sonny Dykes on earlier on the program. And now we talk Memphis football. We are joined by the head coach there. He is in his fourth season with the Tigers, led the Tigers to back-to-back American Athletic Conference West titles. They are 4-0. They are 1-0 in conference this season. They are number 23 in the coaches poll. Memphis is at Louisiana Monroe Saturday, 3:45 p.m. Eastern. Mike Norvell is their coach. He joins us. Mike, nice to have you back. How are you?
Oh, doing well, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on. You know, I can always use a little bit of that jungle karma anytime I can get it.
I appreciate you saying that, Mike. Always good to have you on this show. Thanks for making time. So Thursday night, you had a tough one. You were facing Navy, and through the first quarter and a half, they had a 27 lead on you. After that game, Coach Ken said, quote, "They looked tired on defense. We felt like we had them right in our wheelhouse," end quote. That's the point, Mike, where it seems to me a lot of teams facing Navy might crumble, but your guys didn't. What do you make of how your team was playing at that point? And then how much does it say that you were able to turn it around the way you did?
You know, I think it showcases the maturity, the training that that we have and kind of embraced within our program. This is a team that anytime you go against Navy, you know that ball control is going to be a critical factor in it. You know, we had some explosive plays there in the first half. You know, offensively and special teams, but, you know, they did a really nice job. But I think they had 51 snaps in the first half, and, you know, our guys, they had to continue to battle. I thought we did a nice job with, continuing to play, you know, playing within ourselves, and then, to see the response of our team really in all phases, was something that as a coach I was really proud of. We showed mental toughness and as well as the physical toughness that's a necessity to try to beat a team like Navy.
And resiliency. And you mentioned the explosive plays, which I'll get to in a minute. It seemed like at one point in the game, Mike, fans were booing quarterback Brady White, but then he goes on to throw for three TDs in the second half. How impressed were you with the way he delivered when it mattered most and the way he kept his head?
It was critical. You know, Brady, like I said, it was a little challenging early to get into a rhythm. We only had 15 snaps in the first half, and there were some mistakes that he had made early. You know, we had a red zone turnover, you know, missed a couple throws, but, you know, he truly stayed within himself and just kept playing the next snap, and we got in the second half, and I thought he responded extremely well, ended up having three touchdown passes that really helped lead us to victory. And, you know, to see a young man, you know, you truly live out what you try to coach him to do, you know, I was really pleased with his performance and proud of his response.
We are talking Memphis football. Mike Norvell is the coach. He joins us. You know, as a head coach, you know there's going to be outside noise, sometimes good noise, sometimes bad noise. How do you go about helping your guys dealing with that noise and making sure it does not get to them or distract them?
You know, just continue to emphasize, you know, controlling what we can control. And there's always going to be an outside perspective. And like you said, I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And at the end of the day, you know, we always have to be in control of ourselves, making sure that that we go out there and play to the best of our ability. And you know, we focus a lot on our response to all those situations. And you know, when you're in the heat of battle, you know, that can be challenging. There's a lot of ways that you can get distracted. But you know, our guys, I think, have shown the maturity, you know, throughout this season, even though we're only four games into it, of being able to respond whenever, you know, adversity does strike. And that's something that you know, you try to train 365 days a year to prepare them for. But you know, it's good when it shows up on game day.
Right. Now, Mike, every game is critical, obviously. But you said after the game that, well, frankly, what you've been saying all week long, that it was a program-defining game. What did you see that made you say that before the game, and how would you describe the significance of that win?
Well, you know, it has everything to do with really the opponent we're facing. I've got as much respect for the Naval Academy and their football program. Obviously, they're extremely well coached, but really not only how they play, but the type of players that are within their program you respect every aspect of what they do, and you know they're trained well, they're disciplined. You obviously the physicality and mindset of what they approach every day. So for our team to be in a tough situation there in the first half, for us to have to, we're down 20-7, and just to continue to fight, you know, battle and claw to do everything in our power to put ourselves in a position to be successful, and to see us go out there and execute in the second half and to really take the game back over and to win it going away. That's what was impressive about the character of our young men. in and the maturity that they showed, and really just you're going out there and playing at a level that I knew we were capable of, and that's why I'm so proud of them.
Mike Norvell joining us. We're talking Memphis football. Mike, what about the other side, the defense? Now, it didn't necessarily reach the level you would have liked last season, so you brought in Adam Fuller to be your defensive coordinator this year. The defense had given up or has given up less than 16 points per game. So what did you see in Fuller that got you so excited, and how pleased have you been with the results so far?
I've been extremely pleased, and Adam is, I think, one of the top minds in college football. When I got a chance to know him, going through the process when I was looking to bring in a defensive coordinator, he really checked all the boxes. He's an aggressive mindset. He's a teacher of the game. Really prides himself on the fundamental aspects. But then on the flip side of it, he's a tremendous man when it comes to building relationships. And I think that you see the experience and the depth that we have on defense, that's taken time. We've recruited at a very high level. Our guys have developed and they truly buy into what we're asking them to do. And we got a tremendous leader that puts them in the right positions to go out there and showcase their abilities. And so I've been really pleased with our guys through the first four games of the season. We know that the challenges are going to continue to get bigger as the season progresses, but I'm really excited about the opportunity that's in front of us.
Got a few more moments with Mike Norvell. Mike, you told Yahoo Sports that it's a much more mature football team than you've had before. What do you mean by that? And is that something you coach and teach, or is it something the players took upon themselves?
I think it's a little bit of both. We were extremely young last year. We only had eight seniors. Now we did lose a couple guys that declared early for the NFL draft. But it's been a process. And, our guys, they believe in the culture that's been established here within our program. And, we have an all-inclusive approach. We challenge them on the field, off the field, in the classroom, in every aspect of their lives, to prepare them for game day, and to see them go out there and develop the way that they've developed, to train the way that they train, and then to be able to handle themselves when they're in the heat of the battle. That's something that I think has been trained over time, but it also goes back to the players making a commitment that's what they're going to do and how they're going to and how much they're going to believe in each other and the guys that they have lined up next to them. So I've been really pleased through four games. I think that maturity has definitely shown up, but we still have a lot in front of us.
Now, how about this? This is really interesting. I had Sonny Dykes from SMU on in the first hour. I had Willie Fritz from Tulane on the show last week. I had Rod Carey from Temple earlier in the season. I had Coach Ken. I had Josh Heupel before the season. What I'm saying is I'm talking a lot of American Athletic Conference football these days. How good is this conference, and how much tougher has it become in just the 4 years that you've been in Memphis?
I mean, I think it's incredible. And, the names that you just rattled off, tremendous respect for all those guys, and not only the football coaches they are, but the developer men that they are. I think all those programs are definitely on the rise and playing a high level of football. You sit there and you go into the non-conference season and you want to see how your conference stacks up. And I think we performed extremely well. A lot of big wins in non-conference play. When you turn on film and watch the student athletes that are represented in this league, I mean, it's quite impressive. And so, I'm looking forward to the continued growth of our league and with the coaches that you mentioned and what we're trying to do here in Memphis. I think the best days are in front of us.
So finally, if the conference has changed out dramatically in the last 4 years, how different are you as a head coach now than when you first took that job?
I think I've grown in all aspects. There's no manual for how to be a head coach, and you try to prepare. When I was an offensive coordinator, I tried to always look at things as if I was the head coach and what I could do to help make the program better. But when you get put in the seat and have to go and every decision matters program wide, top to bottom. It takes time, and I think I've matured as a head coach in how I've gone through the process. How you put together a staff, making sure that you're checking all the boxes that are necessary for your team to be successful. We've had 15. I've had to hire 15 coaches in the last 2 years, and that's been something that I've had to grow in. And I've been excited about the guys that we have, but we're really excited about where our program's going and the recognition it's getting. So, I think it's been growth across the board, and I'm continuing to work to get better, much as every player that we have on this team. And we're just going to continue to keep pushing.
I like that. Every decision matters, no doubt about that. He is in his fourth season with the Tigers. They're 4-0. They're coming off a huge win over Navy. They're number 23 in the coaches poll, and they've got Louisiana Monroe coming up next on Saturday. Mike Norvell, the head coach at Memphis. Mike, great to have you back. Thanks so much for that.
Thanks so much, and go Tigers.
You got it, Mike. Great having you. Mike Norvell. You know, when you listen to him laid out like that, it's amazing, right? You move over that one seat or you take that one job. He's had to hire 15 coaches in the last 2 years.